Canto 10. As God looked on his Son, the Word, with all the power of love that both of them exhale, he, three in one, first and ineffable, created everything, fit without fail, that turns in space and in the mind, and so no one who looks upon it can but taste his presence in whatever we can know. Therefore, look up to where the wheels are placed aloft, reader. Lift up your eyes with mine, and aim at that point where the sun and moon and planets cross the equatorial line there in the stars. Thus you'll enjoy the boon of taking pleasure in your master's art, whose eyes are fixed upon it endlessly. So much he loves that movement in the heart of one wheel through another, while we see the day turn one way and the way the year turns in the other. See the branching out, obliquely, of the circle where appear planets that answer as they move about the wishes of the world. And if their track were not askew, much virtue would be vain in heaven. For just let the zodiac be more or less divergent from the plane it turns in, that which governs its straight course. And as the virtue there, so we would lose potential here, a falling off of force in the order of the world, both low and high. Stay at your bench now, reader, and think through the first taste that I've given you to try. You'll tire before it stops delighting you. The dish set down, now you must eat alone, for I've been made scribe of a theme that bends towards its telling all the care I own. Measuring everything that starts and ends with light, and stamping on the world the worth of heaven, nature's great minister, the sun, conjoined with where spring has its birth, as I have noted, wheeled through dawns that were early each time, the spiral of its drift towards the summer and its lengthened stay, and I was there but didn't see the shift of its position more than when we say we have a new thought just before the thought appears in our minds. Beatrice is the one who leads this instantaneous transport from good to better, so the thing is done in no time. How they must have burned so bright just in themselves, the ones inside the sun, distinguished not by color but by light. If I had practice, genius, and skill to conjure in the measure of that sight, my telling would be insufficient still to give the picture through the power of speech. We must believe and long for it, and should our poor imaginations fail to reach such heights, it is no shame, as if they could. For no light like the sun was ever seen by human eye. Thus they were shining there, the fourth family, of all those who had been set on their course by this realm of his care, the Father on the heights, who satisfies the theologians and the learned ones, by showing them the way he breathes and ties three kinds of breath together, his, the Son's, and Holy Ghost's. Then Beatrice, praise and prize the sun that lights the angels, our great Lord, who by his grace has raised you up to see his radiance. No heart had ever soared to give itself to God as speedily as mine at these words, with its whole consent and all its love so fixed on him that she who spoke was blotted out. She was content to be forgotten, and indeed she smiled. Smiled with such splendor that her glance dissolved my mind's absorption, so the thoughts compiled within it all became far less involved, dividing into many subjects. I saw many brilliant flashing lights converge on us, the point they were attracted by. They formed a crown, from which we heard emerge voices yet sweeter than their aspect shone. Sometimes we see the moon, Diana, shine, yet brighter for the girdle she has on. That soft and shimmering halo is the sign the air is charged with water. In the court of heaven I've returned from, many jewels are found, more beautiful than can be thought, and past all price, and by the kingdom's rules there they must stay. This song was one of those, the song of lights. He that does not take wing to fly up there, it is as if he chose to hear news from the dumb. The angels sing to souls whose virtues lift them to the heights. So singing thus, three times these burning suns had swept around us, as on starry nights, stars near the poles move faster, but the ones to me seemed ladies, still held by the dance, who pause in silence, listening till they sense the new strain, which will take them from their trance. And so in one of them I heard commence this speech. The beam of grace that lights true love and grows by loving shines so multiplied in you that it has brought you here above by that stair which nobody took a stride back down except to mount again. One who refused from his jug wine to quench your thirst would know the obstacles the rivers do, restricted by the rocks they'd like to burst and so resume their unimpeded flow towards the sea. You ask what flowers bloom here in this garland, whose love glances glow around the lady by the powers of whom you gain your strength for heaven. You should know that I am Thomas of Aquinas. He, here on my right, is Albert of Cologne, my master. We were both lambs glad to be of that flock where, if none strays on its own, it eats well of the true food for the soul. We were Dominicans. If, for the rest, you'd have such facts, then follow round the whole wreath with your eyes as I say how it's blessed with famous names. Next comes the blazing smile of Gratian, he who well served both courts. He worked for truth and went the extra mile for justice, so for virtue of two sorts he is in paradise. Next in our choir, Peter of Lombardy, who gave the church all that he had. No tribute can rank higher than that. His four great books, where we may search successfully for truth and dogma, give a new equivalent for those two coins the widow gave God, and like them they live, for everything's the widow's mite that joins all we possess to heaven. Then there comes the fifth light, the most lovely in the wreath, a breath of such love that it still benumbs the senses of those in the world beneath who starve for news of it. It's Solomon. Given such wisdom and his lofty mind, the learned disposition still goes on, that he might have been saved, for of that kind division there's been nothing since his rule. And Dionysius is next in line, a candle now that burns in this bright school, but down there in the flesh when day was dim, he still saw into what the angels are and how they minister. And then within that next small light smiles he who was by far the advocate that best explained how sin grew less in Christian times, Orosius, whose treatise was such help to Augustine. And if your mind's eye scans those I discuss from left to right as you hear what I mean, you seek the eighth already. There he is, Boethius. He rose from martyrdom and exile to this peace. Who knows of his vision of goodness knows this light comes from a body left below the golden roof, for so the church in Pavia is now called, where he was put to rest after the proof of how the world deceives, which saw him walled into the prison where he wrote his book on how philosophy consoles. And then, beyond a little further, if you look, you'll see three more flames that were once three men. There's Bishop Isidore, he of Seville, and the Encyclopedia. And there is Bede of England, and all the sermons and the skill in doctrine. And then comes the prior we read for mysticism, Richard, who was born in Scotland, but in Paris lived to prove that contemplation leaves mere man forlorn, for it is more than man. And then you move your eyes to me from that light there, which holds Brabant Saeger, so coiled and crushed in thought he thought that death, to free him from thought's folds, came slowly, but in Italy was taught through treachery that it can come too soon. And all he'd talked of in the street of straw in Paris, about how the opportune had no role in creation, for the law determined all. That doctrine played its part in forming the high truth which turns dispute into a driving force. Then, with the art by which a clock, both early and astute, tells us the church, the bride of Christ, will sing matins to its dear bridegroom, that he may adore her. And one tiny part will bring another closer, so the interplay triggers the actuation of a spring, striking a chime to herald the new day, so sweetly the well-ordered spirit swells with love. Just so I saw the glorious wheel rotate, and voice to voice, like peals of bells, give out the harmony no one can feel except there, where eternal joy is real.